And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 100.
Woo!
Made 100! It! Triple digits! I am your host, Silas Lindenstein, and this is a hostful episode. We have the wonderful Samantha Rund and the equally wonderful Nicole Santora. Welcome! Thank you. Thanks for coming on. Another, this is what I dreamed of. This is what I wanted for the big 100th episode. To be quarantined and not see anybody, just build it up. But I kind of feel like we're a network now, right? This is like a network quality show because everything we're watching is on Skype. Nobody's at home, or everybody's at home now recording.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. Sorry. I'll ask later.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Can't wait.
So this episode, we talked about, we visited what we're doing in the quarantine, how we're feeling about it. We got to talk about things that we're watching on Netflix. We talked about the future and what we think is going to happen with everybody in dealing with auditions or anything else going on in, post quarantine. We're speculating, doing a lot of speculating in this episode. And just kind of celebrating and hanging out because it was the 100th and it's a big moment in everybody's life. I know you as the listener, you're like, finally you got there. It only took you 8 years.
8 years?
Seven really? And a half. It took 7.5. There was a hiatus. There was a big hiatus for a little while and then came back. We started off as twice a month and then went away and then came back and did sporadic. And then about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I said full forward. Going to keep going weekly and did it mostly did it weekly. Can't do it when you're sick. Right.
No.
So that's why in the future I'll be recording twice in the night, but in the post quarantine days,
Oh my goodness. We need Conan again to do. Do you remember back in the day when Conan would do like in the year 2000?
In the year 2000. Yeah.
He'll do like post quarantine.
Yeah. Oh, you can do
all
that.
All the plans you're going to make.
New segment. Yeah.
Okay. So, this is the episode. Listen up, enjoy it. Big thank you to our Patreon members. Thank you for supporting the show. And if you want to support the show with a little small financial contribution and make sure we can keep this Skype account open, you can become a Patreon member like Stefan Ward, our founding Patreon member. Go to patreon.com/blackandahalf. Because what else are you going to do with your money now? You can't go out. Can't spend it on anything. Going to pay it on rent? What? No. Use that Starbucks money because Starbucks closed down near you and just send it over to Black and a Half. Also, you can like or share this episode. That helps us out tremendously. Helps the ratings go up and people find us on iTunes a lot quicker. And if you haven't left an iTunes ratings, I know you're sitting around your house. Just go do it while you're on the toilet. Go to iTunes, leave a review for Black and a Half, ideally 5 stars, leave some comments and, hey, maybe we'll read some on the air if they're entertaining. So we'll do that. And of course, if you are tired of that home that you are quarantined in and you're looking to upgrade to something else, something with a lot more space, and you want to buy a home, go to SilasGetsReal.com. And myself, along with Skyline Properties, will help you find a wonderful home. And that's about it. And I do have another, probably have some news coming out next week about a new program coming out. But so a little teaser. So hopefully in episode 101, I'll have info for you. But otherwise, thanks for coming on, you two.
Thank you.
I hope I know you canceled a lot of plans for tonight.
I did.
I did as well.
Yeah. So I appreciate you taking the time to be here with me.
You're welcome.
I would like to point out this whole time I've noticed that there's a roll of toilet paper next to Samantha.
Is there?
I feel like she's flaunting her wealth In the new quarantine currency.
Speaking of videos.
Big tip. No, you first. Big tip. If you are running low on like toilet paper, Target has everything. I think people are avoiding places like Target. But I went there.
Are they a sponsor? I don't think so. No, we're not talking about Target. Everybody knows about Target.
I didn't know that they were even open.
I know. I think that's why. But I mean,
Target doesn't need any money.
I have not been able to find toilet paper or paper towel. I haven't been able to find paper towels in weeks. And I went to Target for an unnecessary item, and they had paper towels. So, hey, I got to give quarantine tips to all my peeps out there who are missing stuff. Okay. So,
good.
You had one thing? You had something, Samantha?
Huh?
You said something. You said, you go first.
It had too much. I hyped it up too much. It's not going to be that funny. Okay. But it was hilarious to me. I saw a video of a guy and it said, how I'm paying bills. And he was just taking like one little piece of toilet paper and putting it in an envelope.
Nice.
Paying all of his bills with it.
It's a new currency. It's a new currency.
Yeah, it was more funny.
Send us your toilet paper short ideas. Send us your video ideas and maybe we'll record them in individually in our own homes. Clip them together and make a wonderful film. Okay. But here we are, a hostful. Episode number 100 of Black and a Half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by, stand by, stand by, stand by. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive. Live long. Live long. And prosper. And prosper. And prosper. And prosper.
We're healthy.
Yeah. Right?
Food. Place to live, you know. I was telling Silas and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to repeat this on your podcast. I'm sorry. But I'm just amazed people have energy for creative things. I don't have energy. Normally I'm like, go, go, go. But with this, I'm like so much energy just to try to remain calm. Yeah. I don't have the energy to
also write a screenplay and do a thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then
Day one.
There's like all of the guilt too. Like
I was going to say day one. I had all these, this list of things I was going to do. I was like, all right, I'm going to finish off that pilot episode. And then I'm going to, I have this idea for this thing and that, we can make this video. Oh, Sierra, let's make this, parody song. This sounds great. All right. This is great. And now I'm like, where's the beer? Like I'm just I've never had so much anxiety, just constant. but it's not like high level, like it's this low level, because I'm not like scared constantly.
It's sort of in the background, this low hum of just like
just like that.
Yeah,
but Nicole, you're not leaving your house though, right? And you're on an island, so you feel safe, right? Like you don't have it.
I guess I think I was. I think that's why I got really frustrated today, because I was like, you know, I'll take the hit. Like, do I need to be the one to die in our family? Like, I'll take it. Like, let's just go. Like, I'm just over. Like, I just wanted to. Like, I feel like I wanted to run its course, but obviously, if it takes, like, you know, one of my kids or my husband, I'd be devastated. And I'd be like, well, I guess I should have, you know, hit it up, rode it out a little bit longer. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I feel so lucky to be in the place that we're in. We're in a, you know, rural place. So there's lots of places to walk around. You know, we can still get in the car and go to a beach where, you know, you might see one other family or person, you know.
They are closed over there?
I mean, some of them are closed. Some of them do have signs, but then like the one we went to today wasn't closed. There was no.
Because if there's not really people going to it, they don't have to bother.
Exactly. Our island has 7,000 people, you know, all buttoned around. And it's just not it's enough space that everybody can, you know, go and walk around. So mm-hmm. most of the time we just walk around in a neighborhood. But yeah, sometimes it's just like, all right, let's change it up and go to the beach. So, I mean, it's like I'm in the best possible place for this, but it's still. Yeah, I mean, it's just overwhelming. And I think having small children, it's like adds to the like level of like, okay, what should I be doing? Let me entertain you and like keep you, you know, like that sucks, I think.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
How old are your kids again?
5 and 1.
5 and 1. And when I met you, the other one was still in there.
Yes.
We're shooting the movie. That's just so cool. Yeah. I know, slight tangent, but I love that. Yeah, for the final piece.
Yes.
Yeah. Silas Award winning director right there.
I'm trying to do the math on that. I'm like, wait. But
yeah.
He's
one and a half.
Then I'm like, okay, that's almost a year in the belly.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Yeah. I was like,
yeah.
And now time has no meaning. So.
No, it doesn't.
It does. You know, it really does. It's the time on the couch to the time to the bed. How long are you going to sit in the bathroom?
Right, right.
And also, like, how lucky are you if you have multiple rooms in your house?
Yeah, right.
Too. Like, if you can go into a separate room from whoever you're with, that's lucky.
A buddy of mine had rented his townhome out before he moved to Hawaii. But then he quit that. Like, he's like, oh, this isn't working out. So he moved back here like 4 months ago. And so he's been living in a micro apartment. And so he's waiting he's waiting for his tenant's lease to finish in 2 more months. So right now he's in this tiny, like, so it's like a 200 square foot space, you know? And so he's like doing a lot of walking around.
Wow.
So he's,
it doesn't even have like a full refrigerator.
No.
Right? One of those?
Yeah.
It doesn't have a full kitchen or refrigerator. That's got to be really hard.
I think you share stuff or like you share a kitchen. And so I don't know how that works now. I'm like, I'm not going to go in there.
Yeah.
Like, guess I'm eating out every meal. This isn't going to happen.
Out of a can of soup.
Eating out of a can of soup. Exactly. A box of ramen.
After you blowtorch the. Yeah. Yeah.
So how. I mean, that was a big question I had for this was about the creativity. How do you think, is there a point? Okay, this is what, because people talked about the how many people during the plague wrote things, right? Or the all these other mass things that people had isolations in that we never really realized until now that they did. But I was thinking, I was like, yeah, but they had nothing to consume either, like books, right? Or they had books. That's all they had, like their thoughts. Like they couldn't drive anywhere. So if they were isolated, they really were just stuck in there. And I was like, is our allowance to be able to watch like Netflix and consume on our TV, is this really highlighting how hard it is to create anything now? Or
like, I wonder if it's also just getting used to, like, I think there's going to be a, you know, like the denial, like all the stages of grief, almost like, oh my God, this sucks, blah, blah, blah. And also just this feeling like, oh, 2 weeks ago, it was going to be, oh, we're just going to do this for a couple of weeks and then we'll see. And then we're going to do this for 4 more weeks and then we'll see. And then, you know, what was it a couple of days ago? He's like, it's going to be at least, you know, May 4th, like that'll be the absolute soonest. So it's like, we've always thought it's going to go back to normal just around the corner. And now I think it's just getting to that point for me, at least, that, oh, this is going to be our way of life for a hot minute. So like, get comfortable, like mentally get comfortable with the situation. And I think once you get out of that phase, maybe you can get to like establishing some new routines where you feel like you can create, but I don't know.
like, I don't have a religion except science, you know? And I think the unfortunate part for me was, and you know, it's not right all the time, but I think I knew about this too early. And I was listening to all the science-y people that I know. And so I've been high strung about this for a long time. And like to where my ex thought it was, she thought I was being paranoid, right? Mm-hmm. When I was saying, I was telling my daughter, you cannot drink, you cannot share drinks anymore at school. Do not do that. You shouldn't have.
You should never do that.
Yeah, she never should have done that. But I was like, no, hey, this is serious. This is
right. But now you really, really can't.
Mm-hmm. It was like when they got the first one, I was like, and I was like, this could be really bad. And Max was like, well, yeah, I mean,
I was the same. And I was the same way. I was just like, well, I don't see what the big deal is. Literally, because, you know, the public consensus was that that's something that's happening somewhere else to someone else. Like,
I think it didn't
have to worry about.
I think it was hiding that I had a friend. Well, not, I mean, I don't even know who it is, really, but a Facebook friend who's actually there. And so she had been posting about what was going on
in China.
There. Yeah. So occasionally I'd read this. I'm like, wow, oh, that's awful. So yeah. I was hiding with that. And then once it was here, I was like, oh, no. Hey, and I'm turning to these sciencey people I know. And they're like, oh, that's bad. And then we start talking, you know. So I think I was like a little ahead of realizing how long this could happen. I actually didn't conceive that we would do this. Like, I'm so happy in some ways. Like, I didn't think our country would lock down mm-hmm. the way it has. I just thought 3% of the population was about to die. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think we would do it. So right. I'm a little calmer now that we're in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did relax last week once the wave started, or like this last weekend. Because I've been waiting for the New York to start hitting like 1,000 deaths a night, because I knew that was coming for the last month. And so now that it's here, I'm like, okay, it's reality. Nobody can deny it now. Like, because I was like, you know, when even though I didn't like these people arguing with me online about saying like, yeah, it's made up, it's a big, the flu. And I'm like, I know it's not. And I know we don't agree about anything, but it still gave me anxiety that there are people denying it. And now we're at a point that I think anybody who denies it is, we know they're kind of off. Like, right. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't.
Yeah. There's no denying it at this point. Even like I can go down the conspiracy theory rabbit hole and it still doesn't have anything to do with whether or not it's real or not. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's very much, yeah. No, we're all on the same page with that. Well, most of us are on the same page with that. So,
do you guys know Josh Chambers? Do you know Nicole?
I don't think I know him personally, but I'm aware of him. Yeah.
Do you, Samantha, know Josh?
I don't think so. Okay.
He was on last week talking about Star Trek, but he introduced me to the conspiracy book. You know, the all the conspiracy groups on Facebook.
So no, like, boy. So you haven't slept in the last week, huh?
Oh, right. I mean, I've been on them for like a couple of years. So I've been like, I enjoy watching them. Like, and there's one, this one called New Awakenings of Christ or something. It's this uber crazy, like people who believe in like rattlesnake healing kind of like crazy Christian mm-hmm. religious thing there. What's interesting in that group is, they're usually all about, oh, well, that's the Illuminati. You know, that's the Illuminati doing this, and they're hiding the Earth is flat from us, and they're all into all of them. But right now, it's actually, there's like a civil war happening in the group, because in the group are nurses, and they're like, well, okay, this is real.
This is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, they're like, well, yeah. It's real. I know this is happening, but what's the agenda? Like, they're trying to figure out with, what's really going on? What are they hiding within this or something? And there's some people saying, well, it's not real. It's a bunch of actors. And they're like, well, no, I actually knew the person in here. Like it's a real, and it's fascinating watching the conspiracies like get broken up, like, because you have it, people actually getting affected by it, where the flat earth one has nobody that's been like, yo, I actually went to the edge.
Right, I fell off. Yeah.
They were at the Grand Canyon. It's just such an, that flat earth thing is just such an interesting thing to argue about. There's like, what difference does it make to somebody's life is if the earth is flat or not? Like, right. how is that going to change their daily routine?
Yeah.
Well, because
what does it matter?
The lies, it shows how many lies and the conspiracy that's been there. I will say the not logical reason, but a flat earth proves divine creation.
Does it?
I don't think so. In their perspective,
Adam confused.
Because the flat earth, and then that means there's a dome. And so the dome was put there, right? And they believe in the, I mean, you have to go, it's not just that the earth is flat, but that there is a dome and that the sun is put up there. Mm-hmm. And because we've supposedly sent people out to the moon, that means people know the truth, but they're hiding it. Well, and why are they hiding it? Because they want to, they're trying to prove that science is king and that God doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And so for them, the proving of the flat earth proves a purpose and proves us as the center of it. I mean, in their, I dove into this deep so that I could write so I could write that script that I did.
Wait, what script are you writing around?
No, I did.
Somebody gets converted to be a flat earther.
That was the short film I did called Coming Out, where it was a guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Came out as a flat earther to his parents. Right. You know, so no, I went deep into this, so I know how to. I know I forget some of the the details of the arguments, but I remember the general stuff on it. I'm still in there. And I go in there and laugh occasionally, but I don't talk because they frighten me.
You just like show up. You go on the group to do a Facebook Live where you just show up, laugh for 5 minutes and then leave.
Oh, no.
You
don't
comment
or
do anything.
I don't want to get doxxed by them or
something crazy. Yeah.
These are crazy people. So
I'm kidding. Like that would be very rude. Like even if you didn't agree with somebody, that would be very rude.
That go in there and are like, you guys are idiots. And like, they say you can come and argue because they're convinced they've actually turned so many people that everyone started off as trying to prove flat earth wrong. And then they get converted because they can't.
Right. Sure.
Man, I feel like I know I'm getting old. Like I know I'm getting older cause like certain arguments, I'm just like, I could be right and still not win the argument. Walk away. Like, that's what you think? Okay, good for you. Cool. As long as you're not trying to like hurt me and my people. Kudos. Right. You got the snow globe worldview. All right.
Go with it. Yeah.
Go with it. Prosper.
Yeah. I just wonder how like that sort of belief relates to other like ignorant things that might actually be harmful. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Are there any conspiracies that you guys do believe in, though?
I mean, list some. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really gone.
JFK. Who killed JFK? Was it a lone gunman?
A murderer.
A lone gunman?
An assassin.
Was it a lone gunman?
Someone with a gun. A male. Most likely male.
Yeah.
White. American.
Yeah.
I think our government killed him. I do think that.
Sure.
I'm completely convinced of that.
Yeah.
Oliver Stone helped me believe that. I think FDR did allow Pearl Harbor to get attacked to justify
the war.
Getting into the war.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe in that based off of when I researched in high school about it. It was pre-internet, you know, so.
Oh, I know a good one, which I don't actually believe or have any stake in. Paul McCartney is dead or has been dead for a long time. That one? Have you heard that one?
I've heard that one.
Yeah, that one's so dumb.
Not as much as Avril Lavigne. I've heard that one too, that she is supposedly...
used to skateboard?
No, they say she died. And if you look at her, like she looks completely different than she did. There was a year that she went away and came back and looks completely different. And they're convinced that she OD'd and that somebody stood in for her.
But Avril,
I don't know. Maybe she was just converted to a flat earth.
Maybe.
You know, it just changed her
whole everything. Looked different? Why did her voice change?
Had a little plastic surgery. Now I'm going to have to look this up. But like, with Paul McCartney. I mean, like, you know, it's like Avril Lavigne had that one or two songs, right? And like that was what she did. But the Beatles, you know, like that kind of makes sense. It's like, yeah, you would want to stop this mega successful train. And it's like Avril Lavigne, in my head before thinking about that theory, I'm like, no, she's just probably happy like doing something else right now or whatever. Like she doesn't mind not being in the spotlight. If that's, I can't imagine her, like, why would they try to keep that going as opposed to like creating a new. She looks the same.
My daughter's really into the Bermuda Triangle right now.
Oh,
she's fascinated by this, the disappearing of. I'm also somebody who I believe in a lot of things until someone else starts talking about it. And then I'm like, well, that sounds fucking crazy now. Like, like I'll believe in some things, like I'll believe in aliens until my mom starts talking about it. And then I was like, well, you sound ridiculous.
No, is that what I sound like?
Oh, really? No, I totally think there could be aliens out there.
No, I do. Unless my mom's talking about it, then I'm like, no.
Well,
Because she believes in some stuff that I think is pretty crazy. And so I don't.
Well, there's levels of things, too. Like, just because you believe in it doesn't mean, you know what I mean? Like, you drink beer. Like, you can. What? Is that a beer?
Yeah.
I'm just, this is what's coming to mind here.
I drink beer.
If you drink a beer, there's levels to drinking beer. Like, you could just drink it casually or socially. You could be an alcoholic. You could drink it, like, as water because you need it to hydrate. I don't know. I'm just saying, if somebody believes in aliens, they could be like, yeah, I think there's aliens. And somebody else could have like a whole Sims world go to the deep end.
Yeah. Like, wait, so you believe in aliens?
And beer. Yeah. But what, no, I do. Well, I do. No, I
like we're visited or.
Oh, no. Just to the level of that. I think they exist because that's a lot. Like this. Was it Matthew McConaughey who said that in Contact? Was that him?
Wasn't his character? No,
which was it?
It was
Bill. No,
it was Jodie Foster's dad.
Okay, because I haven't seen it in forever.
It's an incredible waste of space.
No, so I love that's that movie. Yeah,
right.
Gorgeous.
It's been forever, but that line really stood out, and so I'm like, yeah. Doesn't mean I know what it looks like or anything like that, but
right. I like
no. Yeah. Avril Lavigne, that's the same woman. I've confirmed it, just in case anybody was wondering.
Wait, did you Google this conspiracy?
I Googled
though?
It, and I looked at the images, and that's Avril Lavigne. She looks a lot like Amy Adams right now, but...
Really?
She does, like, but it's the same. It's the same girl.
Wait, is there an Amy Adams used to be Avril Lavigne conspiracy?
Oh,
have they been together in the same spot?
Have they? Maybe not. Maybe that is the secret.
Do you
today?
I miss trailers for movies. I desperately miss them right now. Like to know what's coming out. Like, what's coming out? Like nothing. I don't know. Nothing's coming out. Nothing's coming out. When is it going to come? I don't know. Maybe July. Who knows? I don't know. I miss. There's so many little things I miss. I do. As much as I like the news and it calms me strangely to know what's going on, like I check the death toll numbers all day and I'm like watching, listening to reports and I need to hear from the doctor to know that some of these sane's working on this. But
yes,
there's also I tried watching the Today Show today so I could like, I was like, will they talk about something else? Because there's no news and. They are playing previously recorded stuff and it says it the whole time kind of big so that people know that they're not actually this close to people. Right. Mm-hmm. And they're doing like they do some old cooking segments or some interviews of stuff coming out, which was good because I was like, there's nothing to report on. Like people are blasting the news for like all they're doing is talking about this like. Well, what the hell else are they going to talk about?
Yeah. I definitely went through a period in the beginning where I was like, I don't want to hear any other news. Like, I just want to, you know, what's going on with this thing. And now I'm kind of like, well, what else is happening? Like, there has to be other things. And it's like, there's a rise of domestic violence. Like, that's not the news.
Yeah.
There's there's that's no so disturbing. There's no movies isn't coming it? Out. There's no actors. Yeah. Oh, maybe there's a meeting going on. Like, no, there's not. Well, maybe there's, I guess there could be discussions about stuff going on, but my daughter's like, oh, when's the next, season two of Lock and Key. When will that be out? And I was like, honey, I don't know if there will be a season two. Cause they haven't, if they haven't shot it yet, people could die. I don't know. Like, it's a real.
I mean, it's true. No, it's true. But just the way that you said it.
I am terrified of Jean-Luc Picard. I'm terrified of Patrick Stewart dying. Like all these old actors that are in shows that I love. Like I don't want the. It's not because of the show. Like I want them to not die, but also be like, okay.
You want season two of Picard?
Yeah, I want season two of Picard. And if he dies, we don't get it, right?
Then we don't get season two.
And then
or maybe he'll have a
what a constant reminder.
Not an Avatar. No, spoiler. Never mind. Okay. That was a major spoiler.
For Avatar?
Yeah, he'll have an Avatar. Or whatever the thing was that they called it.
Yeah, I'm like, there's nothing else going on. And there's, I'm like, I don't blame him because we can't even go out and create news right now. But
yeah, well, yeah, I mean, there's news to be. I'm sure there's somebody doing something and like
where who can leave their house, you know,
somebody's leaving their house.
Yeah, then they die.
No, and they die.
Gardening. I'm escaping through gardening. What is that? Is that an art project? What
are you doing? Have you started recording? Haven't you? A while ago.
Shit. Yeah, I didn't know yet, and then sorry, I'm like, oh, we've been talking long enough. Okay, probably.
I know, because I feel like I was like, I didn't have on my less rambly voice, and now I have on
your official
on my, I don't know, whatever. I don't know why I'm holding this up. I'm just
hi, Willow.
I've got.
Oh, she
Willow.
Can't hear me.
Oh, there's a real child. Hi.
A real baby.
Hi, sweetie.
Coming in. That is Samantha. That really is Samantha. That's her name. You know that she loves the name Samantha right now because of Frozen 2.
Oh,
do you know it?
I don't Samantha? Remember that in Frozen 2. I saw Frozen 2, but I don't remember it. I took my sister.
Olaf walks around and says
about kids.
Goes Elsa, Anna, Sven, Samantha.
Oh yeah,
I was don't so even excited. Know Samantha.
You're so right. I was happy during that part of the movie.
Just, and she just cracks up.
Oh my gosh, I forgot we were on.
Huh?
I totally forgot that we were still recording this.
What?
I know.
I was so wrapped up in like Willow's here. Yay, yeah, baby. She's and then coming. I forgot I just shared this embarrassing part of my life that I went with my older sister to
adult
Frozen. How is that embarrassing?
By ourselves without children.
How is that embarrassing?
And then when she talked to me during the movie, because, you know, we wanted to share thoughts, I turned to her and I said, shh.
Don't share thoughts.
Well, it's terrible.
So not only did you go to a children's movie without children, you shushed your sister.
I really did. I talk like to movies and stuff like that all the time when I'm at home.
Yeah.
But when I'm at theaters or you just public places, my need to be it's also my need to be polite.
As a theater like, person,
I just can't. I'm like,
isn't
no.
That shameful?
Right.
You talk.
Right, exactly. The only reason why it was ridiculous is because all the kids were talking loudly.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, but we can't, we're the adults.
Right.
Anyway.
That's not a good example.
I see no problem with seeing a Disney film without a child there. Like, what's wrong with it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Really.
There's really nothing wrong with it. Entertainment is entertainment, right? Listen,
hey.
My husband and I watched Liar Liar with the little guy, Frankie Muniz. I'm going to botch in his last name. Frankie, the little guy from...
Oh, with Jim Carrey?
No. Paul Giamatti is the villain in that one. And then it's called Liar Liar. Oh, no, Liar, not Liar. Liar Liar. Big Fat Liar.
Oh, Big Fat Liar. Okay, yeah. Liar Liar was the Jim Carrey
But film. It's a movie for kids, and it was so good. It was highly entertaining.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have no shame about those. I just don't want to rewatch any anymore.
Yeah, well, you don't even have a choice, do you?
Well, I have a choice to not introduce them. I just feel like every time I tell Sierra, oh, this is a great film. This is wonderful. Like, you're going to love it. I watch it and I'm like, oh God, this isn't what I remembered.
Yeah.
And she's not even interested in it. So it's like, ah, this is horrible for both of us.
That you did that with.
Trying to think, was it, well, some of them are, she's a little older, so it's more like action movies, but like, so I showed her Die Hard and she was like, yeah, it was okay. I was like, what do you mean? And then I was like, oh, well, this one spawned. She's seen the derivatives of it, which are more exciting, but she can't see the, oh, this is the one that started it all. She's like, yeah, she's like, I don't care, whatever.
That's a good point. Cause I saw Die Hard later after everybody built it up.
Yeah.
So much that I was like, it's good. But the way people obsess about it, I was like,
I still haven't seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I finally saw it for the first time, like maybe 3 or 4 years ago. So it was, yeah.
Yeah. It's on my list, I guess. I don't know.
Probably. I think there are movies that I think they're usually older ones. Maybe if I was going to be doing the play or something, that I would watch the old movie of it to see what they did. But I think I would have to be. Yeah, I'd have to be working on something, I think, to go watch a movie now that I'm not that interested in seeing. Like, if I was going to direct Schwarzenegger, I'd go watch all his films, right? So, you know, that
all
kind
of his
thing.
Films?
Maybe, or try to catch him.
Right. You know. His top five.
But, like, it used to be like, oh, I'm directing a piece that's a film noir, so I'll go watch a few film noirs that people recommend. But otherwise, I'm probably not just going to pick one up and start.
Willy-nilly wasting that time.
Yeah, that I could be catching up on a Netflix show or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Season 3 of something that I forgot about.
What shows have you guys been watching?
Tiger King.
Just looking at those guys' faces like stress me out. Like, I'm just like, oh, they look intense. They look
need
some intense drama.
Did you watch it?
No. I haven't seen it yet.
Did you, Silas?
I've watched the first one and a half episodes, I think. Because I keep watching it like late at night when everyone's gone to bed. And so then I start falling asleep during it. But not because it doesn't matter. After 10 o'clock, I will fall asleep to anything. Even if it's my favorite show, I will fall asleep. It doesn't matter. So that's nothing against Tiger King. Yeah. And I was a big fan of like Frosted Flakes. So like, I'm a big Tiger fan. I like Tiger Woods.
The Detroit Tigers. How do you feel about
Detroit
them?
Tiger? You know, they're right.
Yeah.
They were down low. But do you like it? Did you like it?
Samantha? It was fascinating.
Did you watch all of it?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we had to pace it too because I wanted to watch
Enjoy
them.
It?
Like I could have watched them all in one sitting probably. But
it's a mystery too, right? Sort of.
It is.
So you don't want to just binge it. Like, you want to enjoy the mystery, right?
Sometimes when I'm really enjoying a show, I just want to watch it all, you know. Yeah. But I also know it's like we're self-quarantining I stay at home, stay healthy, whatever you want to call it. And so there's a stretch of time that we need to do stuff with. So let's not just watch it all in one day. Let's like have something to look forward to tomorrow.
Well, you have a job too, right, Samantha? You're just working from home, so you can't.
Actually, my boss is the one who told me to watch it. So that we could talk about it.
Okay, go get yourself some water.
See, this is the beautiful thing about quarantined episodes. We just have kids that come in. And they look at the screen. They can't hear us because we're wearing headphones. But hi.
Okay. Can you go get yourself some water? Those are my friends.
He's so big now.
He is.
So Nicole's kid came on the screen for listeners. You know.
He said, "You're really big now."
He doesn't recognize me, I'm guessing.
I'm not sure. I think you met him a long time ago. All right, you have to rinse that cup out. Okay, and then you can pour yourself some water, but be very quiet, please. Good night. Okay, bye. Yes.
They're I want to see Nicole get black here, like with her kids.
You know, I've gotten so like hippy dippy in the past. I mean, I'm surprised with myself. Like, I've gotten way more patient, and I think it's because I have to be. You know, like if you raise your blood pressure and lose it on your kid 50 times a day, like where there's nowhere to go.
Right.
Like I'm not gonna like escalate and like start beating him. So it's like. Yeah. I have to like have some, the base level has to be way down here so that when I go, hey, go to bed, like there's something to rise to.
It's true. More effective. Oh, I mean, I don't have kids, but I'm just saying as somebody who usually does not yell or get angry, when I do, it's very effective because people know like it just doesn't happen unless if it's necessary.
Right.
I do see that what you're saying, Nicole, in the grocery store a lot, like when I see people with their kids and they're just yelling at them and they're not even doing much.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's really heartbreaking. And like, they can't really control them. And I was like, that's because you yell at them all the time.
All the time.
They have no, you've conditioned them. They don't care. They don't care because you always yell at them. So you have to beat your kid. I bet you beat them because they're not going to listen to you otherwise.
Yeah.
Like you gotta, I get it. Cause that's I do try to keep it to a volume a lot of the time so that they know I'm serious later.
You have somewhere to go.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just gave him a cup that had wine in it, though. So, I mean, I drank it all, but he was like, he's like, I need some water. I'm like, here, use this cup. So I told him to rinse it out first.
Rinse it out. It tastes weird.
That's not, what kind of wine did you have?
It was a white. It was a Pinot Grigio. It was very dry. Oh, no, it was a Vino Verde.
Vino Verde. That sounds so delicious.
It was okay. It wasn't what I wanted it to be, but we'll try again.
That's disappointing. It needs to think about what it's done and try better next time.
It does. It really does. Maybe it'll taste better the next time.
I didn't get very much alcohol for the supplies because I just, you know, I know it's not really great for your immune system. And I try not to drink more than like once a week anyway.
Wait, do you leave the house? Like, Are you leaving the house?
I don't know.
Then it doesn't matter. Then it doesn't matter what your immune system's doing if you're not leaving.
Yeah. Well,
you can get sloshed all day.
And the dog leaves.
Oh, so you do leave the house?
Well, I mean to
walk the dog.
Not usually, but to walk the dog.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, barely going to the grocery store. So it's like, I guess you have a point. Maybe I'll have a beer later. Yeah. I did buy a couple, but I want it to last for weeks.
Yeah.
A couple what? Bottles?
A couple beers. No, I only have like one.
A couple bottles.
Oh, I have one like can of wine of Pinot Noir. And then I have five. What do I have? Porters.
Yeah.
I like how you're like, I don't keep track, but I have five.
No, I know the exact number. I drank on the other night. Now I have five left and it needs to last for a couple of weeks.
Here's the trick with those cans of wine, though, that I did not think of until I had one and had no idea why I was drunk. Okay. Was because I drank it all. And then later on, I was thinking, a serving of wine is 4 ounces. A can is 12 ounces. I didn't have a glass of wine. I had 3 glasses of wine.
Oh, really? I thought a can was 2 glasses.
It's like 2 because it's like, okay, so if a can is 12 ounces, then yeah. Like one serving is usually like 4 to 5.
One serving is 4 ounces.
Right.
So if you don't drink a lot, that can affect. And I don't drink a super lot anymore, but I'm drinking now, but I'm really medicinal.
I love how the everything is shut down. Like the essential services also include the marijuana and the alcohol, the liquor store. The governor's like, no, they can stay open.
I did hear a really good point, though, is that for people like if people are alcoholics, they really do need to have that. Like you can't, like some people can't stop cold turkey. Right. Exactly. It will be dangerous. So it is essential.
Life threatening.
And I feel like it's also essential to keep
other people sedated enough to not go. It's just like,
if they didn't, and if they didn't keep the marijuana stores open, people would go back to black market buying, which is both dangerous for spreading stuff, because then people also won't say where they've been.
Right.
If they've been there.
Right.
And, you know, and frankly, the government needs to make money somehow. And so they can make, they make a lot of money through the marijuana sales. Plus the anxiety, that people have.
Mm-hmm. Just, yeah. Yeah.
They got to do it. I just can't. I had thought about going and now I can't.
What, to the alcohol or the
marijuana store? Like, I wanted to feel anxiety gone. But
are you a regular user?
No.
Yeah.
No, but I had, since my, when I had my vasectomy back in June, I had a Valium for the first time. I've never had one before. I had no idea. I was like, I never realized how much anxiety I must carry just generally.
Yeah.
Because I was like, is this how people just feel normally? Like, I feel so calm. This is wonderful. I was like, oh, I should try. So I had been waiting to like try to see if it would help me, see if I could find the marijuana for anxiety.
Yeah.
Because
I don't think it was the volume. I think it was the calmness of knowing you didn't have to procreate again. It was like the relief of like, okay, that's, yeah.
No, that was stressful. Was.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't imagine that would have been a very pleasant experience. I was just.
Yeah. It didn't, it almost didn't work. Yeah. They kept saying, no, too high. Come back in a couple weeks. Like, what?
What's too high?
My count. When they tested me.
The people that like, were, yeah, the potential still, people that were still in there. Get
somebody pregnant, so you have to.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, what? And so I was all nervous. And then the last one, the last test I had done, the doctor was like, my mind was gone on vacation. And so the stand-in said, you still got so many in there. You're going to have to wait like a couple more months. We may need to redo this. And then my doctor, like a few days later, came back and she's like, no, you don't. Actually, this is the latest data on this says you don't need to, that these are incidental. And she's like, go back. You can do whatever you want. I didn't need to do it again. So I was like, oh, it was freaking me out. I was like, I don't know if I could do it again. Like,
because it's really painful from what I heard, right?
Was the recovery. I last year I just got too, I didn't like lying around so much. Mm-hmm. And I did get active a little too quick, just like going out to like in the garden. I was like, well, I feel okay.
Right.
And then I spent too much time out there and then I was hurting bad the next day. And so I haven't had a lot of surgeries ever. So, but I guess like when you first start feeling good and you think you can do more than you can, mm-hmm. and you have to just listen to the doctor and say, when they say, no, you need to lay down for 3 days, freaking just lay down for 3 days. Don't even try for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, I'm not sure I could do it again. Plus it's nerve wracking.
Yeah. But marijuana though, might be something that
Should see if it works for anxiety.
Yeah,
it doesn't. I don't really get high from it from the past. It doesn't affect me like it does other people. But I'm hoping maybe those other medicinal uses will work.
Right.
I do use CBC for this like roll on.
I'm sorry. What now? You use the CBC?
CBD? The CDC? Is it the CDC that you
CBD?
Yeah.
Is that it? All right. I use the CBD. You can tell I watch the news all the time. Everything's seen.
Right.
It's like it works like almost like an ibuprofen, like an anti-inflammatory. I use that on my shoulder and that works well.
Yeah.
Do you guys use it for anything?
I got a when my back was injured, the chiropractor told me to get some of the CBD like an oil or like a massage thing. Yeah, okay. Kind of similar. I think this one might be called Tiger Balm, actually. I should go check it out and see if that's what it's called. It's in the other room. But yeah, it feels great. It's like kind of like icy hot on your back.
Yeah. And no, I've never used it.
You're too straight laced, right, Nicole?
I guess. I mean, I'm always, I feel like I was like, I'm always nursing, but that's not true. Oh. I mean, I've only, you know, on and off for the past 5 years. But so, yeah, there's that.
On and off?
On and off.
Just, on and off? Know, just
here and there.
A couple years and then took a year off. Then, oh, you know what? You're some more kid.
Nursing now, and it's just funny, it's like when you're nursing you feel like you've been nursing forever in a day, but it's only been 18 months, so
only
a year and a half. Yeah, he's getting to that point where it's awkward, like it's awkward just the eye contact that,
because he can talk to you and ask for it, right?
Exactly.
I have no idea how
oh boy, what's that?
Because he can say mom.
He can say mama.
Mama,
He doesn't talk very well, but he can walk and he's very smart, and his language, like talking, isn't very great, but his comprehension is, you can tell him anything. You tell him a whole story about where you've been and like he'll understand all of it. But yeah, and he's just really handsy. And I could like, we went to the doctor the other day, like a couple of weeks ago for his checkup, and this doctor is really great. I really love her, but like I went to nurse him, and like he does this thing with his little hand when he's nursing where he just like just starts squeezing the breast, and it's too much. Like I could tell she was just like
oh my god.
I have to wear a shirt around my son, like I can't not have a shirt on because he will poke at my nipple, like he'll just like he's fascinated by it. And Gretchen said that's what she had. She can't let him in around her if she doesn't have a shirt, because he'll start grabbing at her nipple.
Now, is he still nursing? He's not still nursing.
No, yeah. He just thinks they're interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. Oh, don't do that, son.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
So he's like, that looks like there's something that I could have.
But in his defense, he's like, you know, I wipe his butt.
Yeah,
I don't think he thinks we have boundaries, you know?
You don't. It's like, it's a very intimate relationship. He, you know, and that's like, I read something about like, they don't know the difference between themselves and their caregivers or something like that for a while. Like it takes a while. Like he, you know, I was going, I'm mama, you're you. And, you know, like he just kept pointing back to himself, mama. Yeah. I was like, oh, no, we're two different people. I think he gets that now, but yeah.
Mine doesn't speak that well either, and he's two, and I would be concerned, except he knows letters. Like he can point them out. If you say R, he'll point out an R.
Yeah,
and he'll point at different letters, and he'll shapes now. He's saying shapes.
Yeah.
So he's advanced in other ways. So he could have autism because he has all his vaccines. So
That's right. Well, that was your fault for getting all those vaccines, right?
Yeah. So I knew what I was doing there.
Well, there's another good conspiracy, right?
Yeah. Have you heard that if you get this vaccine that they'll eventually miraculously come up with for COVID, it's going to put an RF chip inside of your head so that they can track you and get like your bank account info and know everything. It's going to happen.
Cause that doesn't already exist with computers.
And from your head,
I guess.
How are they going to get that from your head?
It just goes.
Is it going to be behind your eye?
It goes in.
Is it a camera?
It gets in your blood. You ever see that movie where they shrunk? Like they shrink.
Honey,
and then
I Shrunk the Kids?
Magic School Bus?
No, the Incredible Journey. Incredible Voyage. That's it. You haven't seen that? No. They shrink them and they shoot into the, they get into the guy. They have to go repair somebody, like an aneurysm, because this guy has like secrets that they need to know. No? You guys haven't seen?
No. What's this Incredible Journey? Is it a good movie?
Yeah. I mean, it's old, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and then the remake they did was with Martin Short and, Yeah. And Dennis Quaid. Do you remember? And what's her name? From like Sleepers in Seattle.
Meg Ryan.
Yeah, she was in it.
Yay. I got one. I haven't seen it, though. Never heard of it.
That was like the 80s, I guess. Late 80s. But Disneyland used to have a ride about the Incredible Journey where you shrunk and then went inside.
It's fun.
Do you remember that? And
then, no, I've never been to Disneyland.
How have you never been to Disneyland?
And now I'll never go.
Right? Oh, dang. Yeah, they're going to have to do different things about crowds and stuff, too, probably, and the lines. Who knows how things are going to change afterwards.
Right. I think until we have a vaccine, we're not going to be able to act normal.
If I have the money.
Oh, for sure. But
I will go when it opens. As soon as Disneyland opens, I will go. Because the lines will be short for a while.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I want to get on the Star Wars ride.
Yeah.
I know somebody that went the day, like the last day before they closed. And they said it was their best Disney experience ever because it was
because it wasn't crowded.
It was sunny, but it was, you could fly through everything.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I just realized that I'd been to both Disneys. That was just a moment of realizing.
What do you mean both?
Like I went to the one in Florida and I went to the one in LA and I just realized that.
Okay, there's a few more too.
The ones in America. All of them.
The American Disneys?
Disneyland Paris.
You know what? We're focusing on what I do have right now, Silas. So can you just get on the good for you bandwagon?
Zero Disneyland. Yeah.
I just wonder that, like, what are the changes that are going to be made to help for public health and safety in the future after going through something like this? Will there be? I don't know.
We basically went through the trial. This is our trial run. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Because if it goes away in like June or August, like they suspect, right? Mm-hmm. It'll probably come back in October.
Mm-hmm.
Is the doctor's opinions. So we'll be hopefully everyone's going to be the schools will be preparing for it and everything so that we'll know. And so people have a better idea of what to do, like how to manage it, hopefully. And hopefully by then we'll know whether or not you can get it again.
I think you can, but I don't know if you will. I don't know. Like
they don't know right now. They don't know if that's a false negative, mm-hmm, and that they actually never lost it or not. Mm-hmm. So they said it's still. They said they still don't know if you can get it or not. They actually, some of them are suspecting you can't get it again, at least not right away, like the flu. Like is why the flu vaccine works, but it only works for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need another one. Plus the changes.
I've never gotten the flu vaccine.
Yeah, I've been getting
it. I've never gotten one.
Yeah, I've gotten it ever since, being pregnant the first time. I get it every year just to prevent as much as I can. But I mean, I actually don't get sick very often. That's the thing. So I think that I'm hoping that that's part of it.
Yeah.
I usually don't get sick.
I didn't until we had Willow, because Gretchen's immune compromised anyway. So I need to do it for her. And since the kids are more likely to get sick, I was like, okay.
Yeah. So
I did that. I didn't do it this year. And I think I was sick when I was gonna get it. And so I was like, I'll go back.
Right.
And then I couldn't remember if I did. And I'm still actually not positive I didn't, but I can't remember actually doing it.
Yeah.
So I think we missed it, but I will be now.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, sure. I was thinking about that.
I hope regular vaccines go up. Like, I hope people get everything now more often. Like, go get the flu shot. Right.
What other vaccines are there?
I mean, the flu.
Regular adults,
I guess the flu.
Yeah.
The flu. I hope everyone gets the flu shot now.
Yeah.
Just whenever we can.
Oh my God.
What?
I don't know. For some, we were talking about this the whole time, but for some reason, I'm like, oh right, that's the reality we live.
We took a break.
For a moment, I forgot and got calm and relaxed, and then when you brought up again October, I started getting anxious.
I know.
Just calm down. I had to stop. I normally don't get that anxious, but I did have to stop watching the news at night, or rather, like it just I have to be careful of the times I watch it, because there was a time last week when I think New York was just starting to get hit. And they were talking about like the cold trucks that were being and all of that. And just, I watched that before I went to bed, fell asleep for I think 2 or 3 hours, but then I woke up in kind of like a panic and couldn't go to sleep for a few hours.
Have you guys noticed, do you think about it while watching TV shows that have nothing to do with it?
Yes, all the time, especially when you watch a TV show and they're just at a party or they're doing normal stuff. And it's kind of like,
trouble like separating everything now. Like, even when I was watching Picard or anything in the future, I'm like, why aren't they talking about COVID? This isn't real. No reference. You're just gonna touch each other. Last night somebody kissed in something and I was like, oh no.
I totally absolutely think of that too. Like, are they gonna do different screenings for actors before making us kiss each other? I mean, because don't you think about that when you have to kiss somebody? I always am like, show me your test results before I have to kiss you. But you never get to say that. You just have to do it.
Well,
I'm such a prude. I had my very first on-screen kiss last year. Mm-hmm. And it was just, luckily it was just one of those really long-term couple kisses. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, hey, kiss.
Oh, you did it for them. You wouldn't do it in mine. No, in mine, you didn't do it.
Like, no.
Mine, you're like, oh, I'll hug him. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll hug him. I mean, come on, that's accurate for a long-term relationship too. Like, oh, hey, you, you again.
A show called on Netflix called Blind Love.
Love is Blind?
Love is Blind, yeah.
I watched that too.
Is that one good?
Well, it's, I don't know.
Yes and no.
I'll watch it, but. Well, they have to go into all these rooms and just talk to people where they can't see them. And once you've got a connection with somebody to the point that you agree that you will propose to them.
And then it's reality TV.
And then you're going to get married in a month from there. And so you get to go meet them, and, you know, there's a wedding date set though. So then you go meet their family and everything. But so the idea of it is that people base so much off of looks on whether they like somebody or not, that they wanted to set up an environment so that people can just get to know a real person without it. And of course they're like basically in a dorm, a guy's dorm and a girl's dorm, and there's nothing else to do there but talk to the people and form relationships. Right. So like there's no TVs for people to think about anything else. So it's just focused. You're there to meet a mate that you hope to marry. That's everyone's agenda there. So there's people falling in love after a few days of talking to somebody.
Well, who wouldn't under those circumstances? Yeah, right. I mean,
here's one thing about it, I forgot, it's
supposed to be about like to take away the looks part of it. But I don't think there's anyone ugly on the show.
That's what I was going to say. It's called Love is Blind, and everybody is, attractive. Between what, like 20 to 30 and fit.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean,
mid-30s, I know, as far as
I remember. An old
20s
woman.
To 30s.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. Well, it was just... Yeah, I was telling Gretchen, I'm like, I want some ugly people on this show. Like, I want people with chub, like, so that when they see them, they're not like, every single one was like, oh, thank God. And they're like, oh, they're so attractive to me. I'm like, they're attractive to everybody. What are you talking about?
Right.
I'm attracted to every guy on this show and I don't swing that way. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was not. Well, you know, they were all very fit and youthful, but
there's not a lot of Asian people on there. So,
shut up. There weren't any.
There weren't.
I just don't get into it. I could not stand by it. I could not abide it. No, you're so, so bad. But
I'm not even kidding. No, I wasn't kidding.
Well,
No, I know you weren't, but I thought you were just saying that to tease me.
I am. But so. It's a double. That was the best part about it. It had two fun. They only had black and white people on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking.
Oh, wait. They
I'm,
had a they had a Latino or Mexican.
Did they?
No, Spanish, Latino. I don't remember.
I'm looking at the
I've only seen
now.
A couple of the episodes yet. Because I.
Oh, no, they're not. There's no one who's fat, per se. But no, I wouldn't call all of them. Listen, well, I'm going to get myself.
Every woman, I think, was attractive.
Well, women are generally better looking than men. I'm sorry. Well, yeah. I'm just saying, like, generally women are better looking than men.
I agree.
But the men, there were very attractive men, but there were also plenty that, like,
yeah.
There were no.
But you know, one thing that I thought was really cool is some of the people that I, like, I would just, you hear them talking or, I mean, well, you watch them talking and whatnot. And I think, oh, yeah, that's, like, that seems like that's my kind of person. I think I'd like to be friends with that person. And I think that for some of the girls and some of the guys, and then it was awesome to see them pair up.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that even though, you know, you don't see the, you don't see each other, there's still a sort of connection that people have.
Yeah.
Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, but it was kind of neat seeing how that, you know, they could still pair up.
So after they propose, then they meet each other the next day and then they run to each other and then they kiss, you know? And I'm like, every time they do that, I'm like, they can't do that no more. They'll have to go get tested.
Yeah.
Or like, or will it be like, okay, every time everyone goes in here, they're going to get tested. And so they're COVID negative. Like, is that going to, I am really
but
wondering
if you're not
how
in a high risk group anyway, then like, it's still business as usual. Though.
But like, I don't know on there who has lupus.
Nobody's
you don't
really
know.
Safe though. Is you know what I mean?
I know. Yeah.
Anybody
in
their
problems with the,
anybody in their 20s can have an underlying health condition they don't know about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a danger. But I do like, I think, like what Samantha said, like, what's going to happen in auditions or not auditions, but roles that you, I know there's not a lot in the Northwest that we even have to worry about that, but
you don't even have to worry. You don't even have to kiss anyone.
Wait, you don't have to
get the disease, right? You can just literally be within breath distance of a person.
It's true.
And get it.
Yeah. And if you're not spitting, you're not acting.
Oh, right? Yeah. Blah.
I mean, articulate that. A lot of spittle. A lot of spittle
that
out
Pacino,
there.
Is that from the Pacino acting school?
That was my professor's acting. I was showing there's a picture of like, I was spit in the face once as a, just part of the show. Right?
Like on purpose?
Yeah. So like,
no.
I was like, well,
me too.
Can't do that now.
What shows were these, guys?
Keely and Do.
Which what?
Play Keely and Do.
Okay.
Yeah. So. That was part of it was I got spit in while I was ranting at this woman we had held hostage.
Dang. So oh my
she spits
goodness.
In the face. And I took it. Oh. People asked me, I was a TA for an acting class and the students would like, did she really do that?
Yeah.
Like it was a black box theater. Like you could see it on my glasses.
Oh,
you know, like,
dang.
So like, yeah. But yeah, man. I would have got the COVID.
You would have.
Yeah.
What did you say? Okay, so Samantha, you said you did a show too?
And you know, it's crazy that it's like one of my happiest memories. No, because it was, so I did it when I was back in Northwestern. The play was Winter's Tale. And I was playing Paulina. But the guy who was acting across from me, he was in my acting class. So we had been in class together for years. And really wonderful, like we both really respected each other's work. And actually in the scene, I think he did it to second a closing night. It was improvised. And if it was with somebody that I didn't respect or trust as much, I would have been like furious, but it was like, it really was like this pure moment of artistry that was so true in the moment that like, it was awesome. If it had been almost anybody else, I would have just, no.
And the fact that it was improvised, that would make me go, really? Did you have to do that? Did you have to take it there?
Right. Yeah. But like because of the class we were in and everything, like the culture of it, it made sense. It wasn't like it was really hard explaining that to people.
No, I understand.
You know,
I get it. Yeah. But it wasn't. Yeah.
But I also had a moment later that you got like reminded me of with this
actor, not same play, not same school or anything. And we were a married couple and we had to make out for part of it. And he kept slipping me the tongue. And I got really pissed. Like, there's no reason to slip anybody the tongue in a play. Like, save that shit for camera. I mean, if you absolutely have to, like, you don't need, like, yuck. I was so mad. And I kept like telling him not to do it. And then like, finally the performance suffered because he still was like, oh, I wasn't doing that. I'm like, yeah, you are. I wasn't doing that. So then I would just keep my teeth closed. So it looked like such a horrible kiss. Like by the time it was closing. So I'm like, I'm not letting you put your tongue in my mouth again, dude. Did not sign up for that.
Wow.
That was nasty. I did, however, catch mono from somebody sharing my drink when I was not looking, an actor in a different rehearsal. So I didn't share, like, I know you know how to raise your daughter. So I did not need to be like, ew, that's gross. Nobody should ever share a drink. Yeah, but I've always been anti-sharing drinks.
I have been too. And I then, didn't know she was doing
that. Story has come full circle. When you said, that, I wondered, I was like, has she had an experience? Oh, she's had an experience with porn. Yeah,
but even before, I was totally raised, like, don't share drinks. Like, even my own family, don't share drinks. I do with my boyfriend, but that's a little different, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, don't share drinks. And so that guy knew it too. And he just drank out of my water.
He knew he had mono?
Everybody. No. Oh, no. Sorry. I don't think he knew he had mono, but he knew I didn't share drinks. So he looked.
Still rude.
He drank out of my, when I wasn't looking, and then I got mono.
Wow. No, mono is the worst. That's really, it's really debilitating, especially if you're not a child, you know, like it can take you out. Yeah.
It wasn't even a fun reason.
Right.
So lame.
Yeah.
It was like, I got it while playing a 60-year-old woman from somebody who drank out of my cup when I wasn't looking.
Yeah.
And how, man, that shows how communicable things are too.
Exactly.
Like you didn't even do anything. You just drank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that guy doesn't know how to drink proper.
Right. Oh, well, actually a friend of mine in high school got it from sharing chapstick.
That's nasty.
So she says. No, I'm just kidding about his body. I'm like,
nasty.
So he put it on his lips and then I put my lips on his. And that's how
and
I
then
am.
We kiss, we kiss, we kiss.
Exactly.
Now isn't that special. Yeah. Oh, real quick. Okay. Which you guys already probably know that, but in case of anybody's listening to this who doesn't, make sure your nails are short right now.
If
you're not wearing gloves.
Yeah,
I trimmed my nails, but now I'm like, I need to do it again because they're getting a little bit long. They're not long at all. Normally I'd be trying to grow them out, but I'm like, nope, too long.
This is a hot episode.
I just chewed.
So now, if you're coming back from the break, we're talking about clipping your nails and not sharing drinks.
Well,
next up, how to wipe.
Front to back.
Front to back, always.
I'm a dad. I know that. Hey, well, thank you for coming on. Now we've given those tips. You know, it's about that time. Appreciate you guys coming on the 100th episode.
It's the 100th episode.
Yeah. It's old. That's it. Do you not feel like your 100th episode worthy? Are you not feeling that? No.
I once again forgot that we were filming. I always feel like I'm just talking to you. You know what I
mean?
Because
that's how we always are. We just always Skype with a microphone and
always
monitors,
you know?
And
I don't have a good microphone right now.
Live long, live long, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper.